to make it tonight, but we do have a quorum and all council members are present. If you'd please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you. And George, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Thank you, George. And we'll start with public comment. Public comment for items on the agenda for tonight. And if Gary Johnson would lead us off in public comment.
Hello, Gary Johnson, resident of Morro Bay. Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, Gary.
Nancy won't be here tonight, and she told me to say two sentences, so I'll keep it to two sentences. Then I have my opinion. Okay. Well, Nancy wanted me to say that she is so sorry she can't be here this evening. She wants to pay thanks to the citizens and staff of Morro Bay who have supported her over the past 10 years. And I'd just like to add, because so many people are asking me what's going on with my daughter, she has leukemia. It's been going on for 3 months. They discovered it, and she's in Stanford. And I do want to say that we've been here for a little over 20 years. We've met a lot of people in Morro Bay. It's a small community, and I can't believe how many friends we've made with the phone calls and the cards and all that being sent to my daughter. People from New York and Arizona used to live here are calling the state of Washington. It's just unbelievable the amount of friends that we've accumulated, and they all know my daughter, especially my granddaughter. I call her Annie Kay. So what happened, she went to Stanford, and she had 65% of her blood was contaminated with cancer in her blood marrow. So from there, they immediately started chemo. And she got out at Thanksgiving. She had a bone marrow. It turned out the cancer's back. They didn't get it all. So now she's sitting in the room. She tried to Skype or do that on the laptop, and we couldn't get it to work. Bob tried to help us in the back. So that's what's happening at the moment. She'll hopefully be out before Christmas. And I just want to thank everybody that has been so helpful in our town. One lady says, whatever you need, we'll take care of your plants and all that. And I asked her, well, do you do windows? But she said, no. So I guess that's about all I have to say. And Nancy's been great for the last 10 years. She's supported the community quite well. And but we're going to carry on now. Hey, we'll be able to go on a trip. We'll have to look at our schedule for meetings. Thank you.
Gary, thank you, and our thoughts or prayers are with you and your family.
Good evening, Council. Ken Vesterfeldt, resident of Morro Bay. Not only thanking the Johnson family and George Lee, outgoing council person, for a great job everybody has done. George, I think you fooled a lot of people. You stuck independently. You worked very hard for the city, along with the rest of the council people. Not only do I want to thank the council people, but all the other people that are on the boards and commissions. You know, it's pretty easy to come up to the podium, point fingers.
It's Morro Creek. We think Slocog has the money to do that. And through the next 4 years, George never wavered in his support for that bridge. Even with the glacial progress of planning and permitting and looking for money. And tomorrow night, our next council is going to have the opportunity to finally award a contract for the construction of that bridge. So George, thank you for hanging in there. And I want to thank Nancy for supporting our library. When we first drew up the plans for the remodel project, I showed Nancy the plans, and she immediately said, what about the kids? You guys need to have a special place for the teenagers. So we took the plans back to our architect, and now we have a teen corner where they can look at books, use the computers, have a work table. So thank you, Nancy, for that. Thank you, George. Thank you, Nancy, for your service. We're saying goodbye to you tonight, but I know that your service is going to go on because that's what you do. So thanks.
Thank you, Red.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kathy Novak. George, I don't want to date us, but, you know, we've known each other for over 30 years now. And all the time that I've known you, George, you've always had Morro Bay in your heart and always tried to do things that would benefit our town. And now you're just wrapping up 4 years of more community service that you've been doing for all the years that I've known you. So I just want to say thank you, George, and I know that just because you're stepping down, you're not going to go away. You're going to keep on doing things, and we just appreciate everything that you do. I'm sorry that Nancy couldn't be with us tonight, so if Nancy happens to be listening, I want to say the same thing about Nancy. Nancy's been a great council member. Gosh knows, I know it's not easy to be a council member, so been there, done that. So I appreciate Nancy and all of you that are sit up there and want to take the time and the effort it takes to do what you do. So, and Nancy's been doing so much as well, both the Planning Commission to start with and now the council, so we'll be helping her out as much as we can over the upcoming months here as her daughter is ill, and we'll try to, hopefully everything will get better soon for her. So thank you again for the council, all the council sitting here tonight, and also congratulations to the new council members who will be coming up tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Keith Taylor. I'm a resident of Morro Bay. I also happen to be involved with the fire department. And I have to thank George and Nancy for their unwavering support of our fire department for years. Okay? And, you know, I look at all the things they do and other past council people have done, and they don't do it for any publicity or a pat on the back. They just do it because it's the right thing. And I'm very thankful that we have them. And I hope you can do the same, because I know Noah has been doing it, even though he and I disagree on a lot of things. You know, he's a real hard worker. And so I wish all of you and the new members are going to be seated nothing but success, because it's for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Public comment is still open. Thanks, Susan.
Susan Stewart, resident of Morro Bay, business owner, gosh, member of Chamber of Commerce Board and Morro Bay Merchants Association. And it's a different world when you own a business, which I've only done for 8 years, but in that time I've paid a lot more attention to council and government and what's happening here. And I want to say I really appreciate what George and Nancy have brought to the table. They have really showed up, but they've also brought it out into the community. Nancy walks the streets regularly in Old Town, where my business is, checks in with businesses, finds out what's going on, what people care about, shows up to merchants' meetings. Most of the times when I walk on the Embarcadero, I see George walking on the Embarcadero, too. He's checking in, seeing what's going on, kind of getting the temperature, and I don't mean the weather. You know, he's checking in with what's happening. And we need that. It's a small town. We can do that here. I really appreciate all the work, George, you put in, and Nancy, and I know we'll keep seeing you guys around town. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Susan. If that's it for public comment, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Thanks for, we have one more. Yeah.
George, and thank you to Nancy for your service to Morro Bay. And it takes a special person to even consider running for office at all. And then I think that it's maybe both a little bit brave, and I know it's a little bit crazy to try. So that you even throw your hat in the ring is to be commended entirely. And I think that then, after you actually get yourself elected, you find that it takes a large time commitment to serve on the council. And that means that that's time you're taking away from your family and your friends and your work, and something that I think George is going to find out and Nancy's going to find out, that there's this thing called leisure time, and I think you're going to get it back. So let me know how it is. So there's so many hours spent in this building, in the Vets Hall, under these lights. So it's certainly a big effort in little ways and small and large ways. We are here late at night when we know people have long stopped watching. And we know that when they were watching in their pajamas. So these are things that we do that bond us together in a way, because we've all run for office and then we've all served. So I think that's just to appreciate the service is really the greatest gift we can say tonight to both Nancy and George. For Nancy, there are things that I absolutely appreciate about her service to Morro Bay. She is passionate about what a great place Morro Bay is to live and to work. You can't meet Nancy and miss her passion for this place that she calls home, and so do we. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that she feels very strongly about this is the best place on the whole planet to live. And in order for her to, for us to recognize that, even in addition to her advocacy for the beautification projects that she's putting forward all the time with her work in the Garden Club, is that she has spent hours not just at these meetings on the council, but prior to this on the Planning Commission. And I feel as though Nancy was also, I'm thinking she was on the Public Works Advisory Board. I feel as though she served there as well. So that's a lot of time in this Vets Hall and a lot of hours in service to Morro Bay. And then on top of that, she has a family of her own, husband that she spends a lot of time with, and also her volunteer organization. So it's a large commitment in service to Morro Bay, and for that I'm very thankful to Nancy. And I think that when thinking about each George and Nancy tonight, I thought, well, what's a quote that would remind me of them and that I wanted to share? And I thought, well, for Nancy, it really has to be a flowers quote or a gardening quote, and it's really easy to find those. There were so many that I couldn't find one, and please indulge me, I have two. The first one is from another Johnson, because now I will be officially the only Johnson on the council with Nancy not here. So this quote comes from Lady Bird Johnson, who you may recall was the wife of former President Lyndon Johnson. And the quote she says is, "Where flowers bloom, so does hope." So it's short and to the point, but I think it summarizes for me a lot about Nancy. But then the second quote I couldn't pass up, and it's from an anonymous source, and it says, "What grows in the garden so lovely and rare? Roses and dahlias, and people grow there." So I don't think I'll ever see a dahlia in Morro Bay and not think of Nancy Johnson. And if any of you see dahlias and don't think of Nancy Johnson, she's going to be really upset. So, George, I will say for you, it was never a dull moment sitting here next to you for the past 2 years. So I've learned to appreciate two things up here, and I think the community would agree with me, that you have a great sense of humor, and you also have a soft spot. And maybe that isn't obvious in the beginning, but I think as the past 2 years I've served with you, you have a soft spot for two particular groups. And one is for our children in the community, and the other is for our many volunteer organizations. So I think that you've done some of your most passionate speaking about children and about our volunteers. And for that, I really appreciate it. That focus, I think that speaks to a lot of the people who are in the room tonight, including the kids who are here tonight. Sometimes they get a little forgotten in the process, so thanks for always reminding us of them. The other thing I appreciate is really what I just decided to call your no-nonsense approach. And you've had a no-nonsense approach to some thorny issues that we've dealt with. And you seem to have the ability to hit the nail on the head just at the right time of the discussion. So I do have a quote for you, too. And this quote has to come from Mark Twain, our great American author and humorist. And it has to deal with this idea of just getting the job done and it also has to do a little bit with eating. And I thought, as a restaurateur, that would be appropriate for you. So your quote is, if it's your job to eat a frog, it's best to do it first thing in the morning. And if it's your job to eat two frogs, it's best to eat the biggest one first. So you've always reminded us that sometimes decisions are simple, and we just have to make them and move on.
Occasional embarrassing pictures Gary would take of me doing different things at community functions. And I found at times our relationship would be very strained, but also I did know that if there was ever a point where one of us was choking or coughing on the sip of water we tried to take in between the different discussion items, we would be human with each other for a moment, even at the tensest of times over the last couple of years. And I'm really confident that as we go forward and we continue working together in the garden, Nancy's going to be able to continue that, and our relationship is going to still have those moments where we just completely disagree with each other. And I think that's part of the nature of being on the council. And I would say there were times where, because Nancy is a passionate woman, and I know Gary is the first to recognize that, where she doesn't hold that passion back, and I have to respect her for that. And I also have really just really appreciated how hard she does work for the community, and then how quickly after a meeting we could just talk about the smallest things that are just very community-based, not issues, and just really just being two people that live in the same town and really care about the town. And, you know, I'm looking forward to Nancy and her kids and grandchildren getting back in active in the community. I know this has been a very challenging time for them personally, and they are very strong people, and I'm looking forward to just getting back to that normalcy, and I'm very confident that they can do that and conquer this challenge. So my prayers to them. And with George, it's kind of a little different because I didn't know George at all when he was elected. I think maybe I'd eaten at Great American Fish Company a couple times with my grandparents when they came into town. And besides that, we had really no knowledge about each other. All I had heard is the rumors about when he founded Morro Bay and built the Rock, and just, you know, the amazing time that was. And I had all these images about, you know, a very just kind of a legend in a lot of ways, and I think still. But I agree with Christine. There is a very sensitive and caring side to you, George, that shone out just throughout the service here, and true passion for Morro Bay. You know, you're obviously a businessman, but you perhaps more than any of us have a connection to how Morro Bay was, and are very, very interested. You are very interested in helping preserve that, which is important. And I do think that your youthfulness is contagious. There are times I did remember when we had our rideshare month. I think it was a year ago, and we were kind of all debating about, oh, you know, I'll ride my bike, and you know, you walk, and George is like, oh, well, I'm going to have to go out and find my nag, looking for a horse. And so now I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you've just brought up a really tough decision that this new council, you've handed us a hot potato, and that is going to be, when that bridge goes in, is it going to be equestrian-friendly? So you've left us with a ticking time bomb of a decision that we're going to have to wrestle with, and I'm sure we're going to work it out, but I'm really looking forward to you staying active in the community and your youthfulness and coming in here every once in a while and really letting us have it. And also just one last thing is I think we've all experienced a lot of tragedy as a community, and you particularly in your family, and you've done a really amazing job of helping us take a moment before we conduct business and reflect on people, great people in this community that have passed on. And I hope that you won't be shy about coming back to council meetings and helping us do that, because you do that better than anyone I know.
I think that's... Thank you, Noah, and both of you guys to go in. You, Christine, first. You second. I mean, now what? You guys are. I know there isn't much left, George. And you know, to speak to that, we've had many of those conversations in closed sessions on how that, in which I've got some stories on, and I'll tell that. But I want to speak for Nancy first. You know, I met Nancy years ago, you know, through the Garden Club and Dahlias. And, you know, we've all spoken about that. And you know, you have to say that Nancy's legendary for that. That's her, you know, her trademark and her and we've spoke about passion, which she has. There's no doubting that. Didn't really get to know her through the Garden Club, but, you know, always saw her through town. I sat on planning commission with her for 2 years before coming on council, and she's been out in the community. She is working with you. I've enjoyed you know, your humor, and I want to say that it's interesting listening to Christine and Noah's comments. There's, you know, it's easy to recognize your traits and the person who you are. So I'll go through a couple of things that I've written down or scratched down on paper, because we're the only two paper people up here. Everybody else is electronic. George and I are the only paper people up here. But you're steady, you're dry, and you're to the point. And, you know, I've learned that you're a keen thinker. And I also learned how to recognize that face. And there were many times in closed session, and as you can imagine, everybody, you know, it's not like on council where we're saying, okay, would you speak? You know, in closed session, you know, people are chatting back and forth. And then I could see George, and he's ready to go, just like what Christine has said. I say, George, what do you think? And then all of a sudden, everybody would focus, and he would just put it out there. It would be blunt to the point, and everybody would go, okay, there we go. And so all that chit chatter just settle down, calm down, and that's what you would bring, and you still bring. So, you know, I've definitely enjoyed working with you. I'll miss you. I'll miss you, George. You know, but I'll be looking for you at the off the hook. I'll definitely look for that. And there are some occasions where we would be up here and shuffling papers like I just did, because, like I said, everybody's electronic except George and I, and we'd have piles up there, and, you know, we're both shuffling back and forth, and I would have to shuffle over and get, you know, some of our staff reports over here so we could share them, because there were just, you know, so many to work with. And I've enjoyed that, and we kind of just shuttled over and, okay, we'll work through this. And even though we might not come up with the same decision, but we're still going to share the same staff report. But George, you impress me. You've been a long-time business owner here in town. As Noah put it, you know, you founded the community, you built the rock, all that. But, you know, after all of that, you know, you put in so much devotion to your work, to your family, and then you decide, you know what, I'm going to run for council. And, I mean, that's just amazing to me. It's like you love this town, and I'm very, very thankful for your work and your dedication and love of Morro Bay. And I would just say that, you know, I'm proud to have served with you, and I just want to thank you for the time we've had together on the council. So thank you.
Well, you all know me, and I'd rather eat a frog than make a speech. I'll tell you that right now. And I'll be real short. You know, I had at home all this great big script I was going to lay out, and I says, oh, who am I kidding? They'd laugh at me right off the stage, so I figured I better not do that. So I better just speak from just where I always do. Anyway, it's been quite an experience, you know, being on your council. First, this other council, it was quite different than this one. And but, you know, you learn from everybody. I learned a lot under Bill. Wonderful guy. He really loved Morro Bay, and I miss him a lot. And I got to working with these guys, and it was kind of a turnaround. And, well, sure, we didn't see eye to eye everything, and everybody knows that. But, you know, I respect for what they're doing, and they believe in what they're doing. And that's what really counts, because they if you don't believe in what you're doing, why do it? And you ask one time, I said something about why to run for city council. Well, that's probably what one time Bill said, well, you got to help me. I'm going to run for mayor, and you're going to. I woke up the next morning, and I says, what did I do? I can't believe it, you know. But I first ran for mayor. You all knew that before, and it was kind of I was running for that because I was a little bit hot-tempered about something, and I said, well, I guess I'm going to solve this thing. I'll have to run for mayor. And I did have a lot of support on that, and I appreciate it. But I was, you know, that was the time I lost my son, and it was a good thing that I didn't win, because I was not ready for that. And I think the people knew that, and that was great, and I appreciate that. Anyway, I'm going to cut it off because that's what I do. And I want to thank you, folks. You've been a great bunch of people to work for. Give them all the support you can. Come on out once in a while and get away from the TV and come out here and give them support. All right? And thank you very much, and good night. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was very nice.
I think we're going to proceed down to the podium for
Mr. League, if I could ask you to come down here. And Gary, would you, are you still here?
Oh, yeah.
Would you come up to represent Nancy? Just George, if you'd come on down.
Yeah.
Council, we're going to turn our backs to you so that the audience and the viewing audience can see. So I'd just like to take a moment on behalf of the city of Morro Bay, and that's the city with a small c, so which means all of the city. So from the city staff and from the council member, your fellow council members, from residents, from businesses, from children at our schools, from the various stakeholder groups, from the chamber to the Merchants Association to the Morro Bay 50th and the Morro Bay 4th and all of the groups that make this community special, thank you. And there's, you know, I'd like to give you a big check, but I'd go to jail. I'm hoping to keep my job for at least another week or two.
I'm not used to getting money.
So we do have frankly, a very small plaque, but one that
that's appropriate.
What the plaque says is not what's that important. Sure. What the plaque represents is what's important, and that is really the thanks of a very grateful community for your effort and for Nancy's effort, Gary. So, George League, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
And Gary, on behalf of the city for Nancy.
Thank you. Turn around this way.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there you go. Neil at his best. All right, I guess we're out of here.
I guess I'm out of here.
Yeah, okay.
And now if I could ask Mayor Irons to come down off the dais, and Mr. John Heading to come up, and Mr. Matt Makowetsky to come forward, and if you all would gather right over here. And I'm going to turn this part over to Jamie Boucher, the city clerk.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me, please. I,
John Heading,
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend.
Do solemnly swear that I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance. To the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. That I take this obligation freely. Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And I will well and faithfully. Discharge the duties upon which I am now about to enter.
That's a lot of work.
All right, thank you.
Your certificates of election. And there we go, Matt. Thank you.
From what I understand of your backgrounds and your family connections and the different experiences that you have in life, I think you're both bringing some really exciting dynamics to this council and to the community, and I'm really confident going forward that we have what it takes to work with the community and our staff and come up with some really good decisions on these big challenges ahead. So I'm looking forward to that, and it's going to be an exciting adventure.
Christine, will you?
Excuse me, thank you, certainly. Well, first of all, welcome up here. It looks different, doesn't it? Look out there. It's different, I think it is. And it's hard to look this way, but I think it's sometimes even a little more challenging to look out this way. But I think what's wonderful tonight is when you do look out, there are so many people here that are supporting you. And you know what? I bet you they all didn't vote for you. But that's okay, because now we're here to work together. And that's what's great about moving forward with a united point of view, that is, we are all here working for the city of Morro Bay. And I think what you heard in our parting remarks to Nancy and George is what you have coming in. It takes passion for your community. And really, I could just read that first paragraph again from the goodbye. And then when I say, it takes a special person to even consider running for office. So it does. It takes some bravery and it takes some little bit of craziness. But I think when we come here together, there is that ultimate goal that we are all thinking about what is best for the city, not what is always the easiest decision, certainly, and not what is the decision that's always going to make us have a 5-0 vote, but what is the right decision based on the personal values we bring and the things that we learn when we talk to people in the community, and then the research that the staff brings to us, that to enlighten us about issues. So I'm looking forward to the diversity of your views. I'm looking forward to the diversity of your experiences that will be different than what the five of us had the last past 2 years. I'm looking forward to some new voices that you may bring that are friends who are coming along with you that maybe weren't engaged until you knocked on their door, or you know, they're your neighbors, and I'm looking forward to their voices too. I'm a little nervous of your energy levels, because I think what I thought we were a little high energy up here, I think, wow, now it's really going to raise the bar. So I am looking forward to that, and that's just a little joke, really. But I think I'm glad all five of us tend to have maybe what you would call a high energy personality, because I do think Noah's right. We have some really enormous decisions to make, and you know, a few of them we're going to make tomorrow night. And then from there on in, that's that. So it's your baptism of fire tomorrow. It's only fair. And then other than to say welcome, I would like to make a special welcome to your families, because now they're entering a special phase in their lives too. And it will be a lot of time that you're going to be away from them. and there are going to be a lot of issues that seem really important to you but are really, really boring to them. So just, I will apologize to both of your families now and give you my sympathy, and I'm sure you'll have three other folks, actually five other folks, that will share that with you as well. So best of luck to your families. And then lastly, you don't get quotes really until we've worked together for a little while. So I don't be nervous. I don't have any quotes prepared. I have to see how things go. But welcome, congratulations, and look forward to. And I should also say, while I've been focusing on the newer folks up here, I do want to take a moment to welcome Mayor Irons back to your second term.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to your style. And I think that what you bring is a very, you know, the things that you said about George are very similar to the things that I look to you for leadership, and especially where I think you did have a council that where there were four of us that really always wanted to get our point across, and we, you know, we weren't shy about it. And as I look up and down here, I think you're going to get the same thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're going to have many folks that are as measured in their thoughts. Sometimes we're all maybe a little eager to speak. And I appreciate that you have, over the past 2 years, allowed all of us to have our time and done it with patience and dealt with things and led us through things that were challenging for us up here as well as our entire community and for our staff. So I would thank you very much for continuing your service and for choosing to be crazy enough to run again. So best of luck, and good luck to the staff, because now you've got this other mix up here, and that'll be fun and interesting for all of you. But I think that it's very valuable to have great staff, and I think that the two new folks will realize that it's a great asset to have so many people here in Morro Bay who are as passionate about the city as we are. So thank you and welcome, and best of luck.
Thanks, Christine. John, would you?
As soon as I figure out the technology, absolutely. thank you, both of you, for your kind comments. And I truly do look forward to working with what I consider to be a very diverse group of people in this community and diverse opinions, because that's what makes this country great. And I was asked by my wife, after I asked her if I could do this, why are you doing this? And I said, because, you know, honey, it's time to give back. I have been blessed by ice cream at Krill's. We sat out in the back enjoying the views of the rock and the bay. She read to me the chapter that I think is relevant to tonight, and it's this one. It says, much of southern and central California is desert. Summer days are blazing hot, but temperatures fall at night. And the Kaweah and the Kumeya Indians and other peoples adapted to the desert areas. They were hunter-gatherers. They moved from place to place to harvest ripe plants and to find water when wells and streams dried up. And isn't that interesting? And she went on to read, and she said, Papa, it talks about government. And I said, well, what does it say? She says the main idea is this, that California Indian communities were led by chiefs. And Stewart said, well, that's the younger one. That's like a mayor, isn't it? And I said, yeah, that's correct. That's exactly, absolutely right. And he said, and then we went on, and she read right out of the book. Well, they were led by a chief, and chiefs were normally wealthy and did not need to farm or hunt. And I said, well, you know, isn't that no? And people paid chiefs with items such as food and blankets, and I explained to them that really meant that their job was full-time taking care of people, and they understood that it wasn't a paid position and I wasn't doing it for money in terms of my service. And she went on to read, and I'm reading it from the book, truly. It says, in return, they expected chiefs to share their wealth by helping people in need. To share their wealth by helping people in need. If a chief did not show good leadership and did not share wealth, he or she might be replaced. In addition to that, chiefs were surrounded by a council. And Stewart said, you're a city councilman. And I said, yes, and that's exactly how it all started. And that's what government's all about. And then he started listening. He says, well, Hannah, what does it say? And it said that chiefs decided when people would gather or hunt. So I'm looking forward to deciding when I'm able to gather and hunt. And they settled arguments about property. I'm reading right out of the book. They also met with other chiefs to decide if their people would go to war. Councils helped chiefs make big decisions. The council was usually a group made up of respected older people. I just want to share, this is history speaking. And today, nations have governments organized into councils of five people. Now, that from the reading of a fourth grader and a second grader who suddenly realized why Papa was doing this, and it's because he loves this community and he wants to give back just like he does with them. I appreciate the leadership that you have shown. I am looking forward to working with both you, Christine, and you, Noah, and Matt. It's a pleasure to get to know you, and I'm also looking forward to getting to meet you more and work together with you to solve the great challenges that we have in this wonderful community, continue to make it the community that it is today. Thank you.
How about Matt?
All right, so another little chief gets his talk here. For years, I've been doing the Public Works Board, and I guarantee you that this is a little bit more people than usually comes to our meetings. So welcome, and thank you for coming. One of the big things, I want to thank everybody who's here, and if everybody could take a moment and kind of look around the room. Everybody do that? Come on. What this is emblematic of our community. We have gone through an election period the last 6 months. We've had various opinions voiced, but we're all here for one reason, and that's the community of Morro Bay. And so welcome, and I really look forward to serving on this council. Community is one of my big things. The next thing is family. I really want to send a shout out to my family, Hannah and Zoe, and my wonderful wife, Diana, for supporting me in this. And if we look here in all those different ages of people here we have grandparents, family, we have parents, we have children, family, community. And you start to see kind of where I'm coming from, not only as a citizen, but then as a teacher and as a father. It's really big for me. We have some big decisions to make. I think with this group on the council, our wonderful staff, this is going to be a really interesting time for Morro Bay. We've just celebrated our 50th anniversary, and hopefully we can set the stage for the next 50. We have some big decisions to make. Rome wasn't built in a day, and I remember during the election someone said, hey, what do you want to do if you win? And I'm like, hey, there's no I in democracy, all right? So I look forward to working with our team, working with our staff. Thank you for your support, everybody out in the audience, and I look forward.
Made a decision, we had our Coastal Commission hearing, and the Coastal Commission denied the wastewater treatment plant, and as a council, we came up and, you know, we took that decision, made our decision, and decided to move forward. And so here we are almost 18 months later, and we've gone and we've worked through many studies, we've done analysis, we've done a lot of work, and tomorrow night we'll be presented with a staff report that will that this council will be making a decision on. And not only that, but you know, in addition to that, we had this advisory board that took on all that data and analysis. And this advisory, it's a citizens advisory board made up of engineers, finance professionals, agriculture professionals, environmental professionals, all from our community, and they evaluated all this and made a recommendation for us. So when I think about, you know, 2 years ago and where we are now, it may seem like a long time, but it went by very quickly. And I think about how the community is involved. And then actually as a council, you know, reaching out and just grabbing on to all the talented people that we have in our community. As I'm looking out into the audience today, everybody has everything to offer. And that's one of the things that I think about when I first started was just bringing in more public participation. We've got the decisions that we'll be discussing tomorrow night, but we've also got a general plan and LCP update. We've got an economic development action plan that we're working on. And all of these things require and really need your, we need your help on that. We need your participation because it's our community. And if you want to have, you know, a say in that, we need that participation. And so that's what we got out of our advisory board and making this recommendation for us tomorrow night. And I think just, and we're all the better for it. So I would encourage us all to, as we are tonight, you know, participating, give us our, that public input in all the ways that you have over the last couple of years I've been on council and the next couple of years and onward. You know, George, you know, spoke to that as well. Gary spoke for Nancy the same way as far as just being involved in your community. But then looking forward, you know, all of those long-term efforts, I think about, they're still going to be, you know, they're going to need that help for everybody to move those types of things forward. But then when you get through doing all that work of, you know, participating and all that, you get to something as simple and beautiful as a bike pedestrian bridge. All that work, all that participation, Red spoke to it in public comment, that, you know, that'll be on our agenda tomorrow night as far as approving the contract. We're scheduled for a July 4th celebration for that bike pedestrian bridge. And, you know, it seems simple, but those are the beautiful things that we all dream and hope for in our community, just one step at a time. So that's what I look forward to, things like that. And then in closing, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the past council that, as Red said, George and Bill, you know, came to you and said, "Hey, we want to build this bridge." And Red Davis, who sits on our bicycle committee, works very, very hard, along with all the other volunteers on all bike matters that come before the city, and was instrumental in participating in that bike pedestrian bridge, as so many other people did when we came out for workshops on that. But being thankful for past council, welcoming our new council members coming on board, I'm thankful for our staff and employees. All the staff in the last 2 years have responded to my many emails, and I just wanted to extend those thanks and so much that you all have to do for this council. I have to thank the employees. You know, our employees are out there every day. They're, you know, on the streets, they're on the harbor, there are public safety employees that are there for us, and they're providing service for us. That's the other beautiful thing about public service, you know. And then I wanted to thank Dave for joining us as our city manager. As someone that's been had a career in the energy industry, Dave brings a new meaning to energy for me and his level of energy that he's brought to the city. So thanks, Dave. I appreciate that. And of course, our advisory board members and volunteers, we couldn't do it without you. The community, I just wanted to thank you for giving your confidence and trust in electing me, but I realize that I have a responsibility to everybody in this community, not